So we now move on to hear from Dr. Sumi Halal from the University of Florida and Dr. Andrew Sixsmith from the University of Liverpool, a kind of duo. Who's going to speak first on the International Conference Master Plan?
Well, I think Sumi should talk first on specific issues. I've got some wider things which I want.
Splendid.
To
come along then, Sumi.
Well, good morning, and thank you all for coming. Andrew and I will be talking about more specifically the purpose of this meeting in which way it fits, and that's already motivated by Bill's last slide. And it's one of a series of events that try to actually arrive at a wealth of knowledge and resources, per se, for researchers and practitioners, social scientists, and all kind of people who are involved in this domain. So what we wanted to really achieve is to prepare a comprehensive account of state-of-the-art in high technology assistive devices and environments from a research and development point of view. Specifically, we wanted to focus on smart homes or assistive environments more than anything else. And we wanted to prepare a report and maybe a special issue of IEEE Computer Magazine that could provide input for attendees of the December meeting. That is on the short term. In the longer term, as Bill mentioned, we need to come up with a digest of all this, all these perspectives by June 2004. So preparation of a comprehensive account of state of the art knowledge, identify strategies for future research and development. So by tomorrow noon, we should figure out some of the limitations or some of the areas we need to focus on more. I hope we'll be able to interact and arrive at these early conclusions as early as tomorrow noon. Finally, we want to prepare for the technical program of the main conference, the ICADI conference, and one of the best preparation is not to wait till December to interact, but to rather prepare, bring the European perspective, digest that into a report, as I said, maybe a special issue, and have it in the hands of the participants even before the meeting starts in December. Then the meeting would be more effective this way. I think that was one of the vision that Gail has actually proposed in our meeting in Washington that Bill referred to. We thought that some of the focus areas which are listed here are most important, but we're not here to tell you what is most important. We're here to seize the opportunity of bringing you all together to tell us what's missing on this table and what areas we should also add in support of high-tech assistive devices and assistive environments. We have mobile and wireless computing, zero configuration, no engineering kind of assistive environments. We have service discovery, universal design, sensor and sensor network, which Vince is going to talk about. We have adaptive and ubiquitous interfaces, advances in accessibility, smartphones, which Bill and I work on lately. Location and position tracking technology, primarily indoor, ambient technologies, human-computer interaction, which the Georgia Tech folks also work on. I'm not excluding anybody, but I'm here to learn of more people working on HCI. Speech synthesis and recognition. Speech is presenting a great opportunity as a universal interface that can be used to develop systems. Wearable computing, the CMU folks here also will talk about this and others. So there are a bunch of areas here, and we'd like you to come forward and tell us what you think about these areas, what we should add, and which communities we should go after to include into our agendas. As we go along in our meeting today and tomorrow, we want to remind you that these are itching and burning questions or issues to address. We're here to focus on technology and high tech, so we need to know what technology you're using, you're exploring, and how did you evaluate this technology? What's your evaluation so far, and why you're choosing this technology or pursuing it? We need to know also of any system that you might have, what is the deployment status, and we need to learn about your success stories as well as your not very successful stories. What are the impediments in your systems, in your in the use of the technology. And then we would like to hear your individual input to us about the R&D needs to overcome the current barriers, and if there is anything you have to say about public policy and the way it might act as an enabler in your research program or your development program. This is an extremely important area. It's usually the last link in getting things done, is to figure out if there's any policy requirement that you would like to bring the community's attention to. So this is all I have to say here, and I'll basically hand off to my colleague Andrew.
Thanks, Sumi. I think Sumi's explained the specific objectives of the workshop this morning. What I wanted to just briefly talk about, I'm not going to talk for very long because I'm sure you'd be more interested in hearing the next speakers this morning, is to try and put what we're aiming at in a wider perspective. I've been working in this area for quite a few years, and one of the things which I've always noted is that it's a very wide-ranging area. We're talking about not only differences within technology, we're talking about differences within the between countries. The technology that we're interested in is being developed in terms of wide global differences. For example, each country, while we're experiencing population aging, the demographic trends within within different countries are very different. If we look at different continents, we can see different trends in terms of demographic change. We can see very significant cultural differences. We can see differences in economic and social development status, and differences in terms of the organisation and health and social services and care. So I think it's extremely important that rather than take our own specific national perspectives, that we need to widen our perspective and really begin to look at this area of technology for older people in an international perspective. One of the challenges to this is the nature of that collaboration. Again, I've been involved in a number of initiatives over the years which have tried to foster international collaboration, and I still think that we have a long way to go in this. And I think hopefully the workshop today and the meeting in December will be part of fostering this kind of international collaboration. I think one of the other issues which I'm very keen, not speaking here as an engineer, I'm a social scientist by background, is the need to involve the user perspective in the development of technologies to support older people. And it's one of the issues which I want to talk about later on today. But the sorts of things which we need to address from my perspective as a social scientist is that while we're aiming to develop technologies which are aiming to improve the quality of life of older people, we're still having difficulties in conceptualizing these. So if we have difficulties in conceptualizing the area that we're looking at, how can we develop technologies which are going to be wholly appropriate? So they're very fundamental problems which we need to deal with. And I think by developing an international collaboration and getting people from various disciplines, from engineers, from the health sciences, from the social sciences together, and not least people from age organisations and welfare organisations together, then I think we'll go a long way in developing a more international and more interdisciplinary perspective. So that's all I wanted to say on the wider issues this morning. And hand over to Peter again.
Fine, thank you very much indeed.
Any points of clarification there? I'm just interested personally in what you said about ageing. Although I realise that ageing is a very important aspect of this, it's by no means the only aspect. I'm sure is right, isn't it? Good.